the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios. It's the Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Thank you for joining us, America. We're so glad you're here. George Camel, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. He's the host of the George Camel YouTube site. And oh, if you haven't seen this, he is the master of snark.
We have a good time.
I'm a huge fan. I've actually tried to solicit some of the printers to come up with a snark font, and they haven't done it yet. Sarcasm font. It would be nice to have one.
Just type with that.
Because some people just don't understand. But anyway, yeah, you got the king of snark over here to my right, and he's got a great new YouTube channel taking on all the toxicity that's out there and the stupidity that's out there in the world. You don't want to miss this. It's highly popular. Several hundreds of thousands of people are already joining us there. Thank you for doing that. The George Camel YouTube channel. 888-825-5225 is our number here. Christina's in Yuma, Arizona. Hi, Christina. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Well, thank you for taking my question. I recently sat down with an educational company that teaches you how to use a HELOC as your primary mortgage. I know that secondary HELOCs are a terrible idea, but they had this idea of using a HELOC as your primary and only loan at the house, so that like all of your deposits and from your job and everything are put directly in the HELOC. You still have access to it. And so the premise is you, since you're putting everything in it and you still have access to it, you can
God, is that
pay
that,
off
that scam is still around. I thought that thing had died. This is not an educational company. This is a scam.
Okay.
They're not educational at all. No. So their premise is that you use the HELOC and you pay all your bills out of the HELOC, and then you use your income, and it's direct deposited to pay down the HELOC each month. So you're using your HELOC much like a checking account, as if that's some advantage. Because, by the way, when all the money comes in and all the money goes out, the same amount's left in there, whether it's a checking account or a HELOC. There's no magic to a HELOC.
Okay.
You follow me?
So
what is your income? What's your income?
See, combined is around 130.
Okay.
Thousand.
Okay. So let's just make it up. $10,000 a month. Okay. Right.
Okay.
So you put $10,000 a month on your HELOC, direct deposited, reduce your HELOC by $10,000 from your income this month. Right. Then you use your HELOC and you pay all your bills to the tune of $10,000 and the HELOC balance goes back up. You follow me? There's absolutely no change. This is just a checking account. And these guys act like it's mystical, magical, and does something different. It doesn't do a dadgum thing.
It makes them rich, so it does that.
You're paying them a fee for their education. But yeah, you follow me? There's no advantage at all. Zero. If you want to pay down your mortgage, all mortgages are calculated on simple interest. So when you pay down your mortgage, it always reduces the amount of interest you are paying the next month. 100% of them. Okay? HELOC or otherwise. HELOC, simple interest also. So it does not get you out of debt any faster than a traditional mortgage by the fact that you're running your bills in and out of a HELOC and your income in and out of a HELOC. It's just circular. The P is still under the shell. Does this make sense?
Okay.
You follow me?
I follow you.
What was the purpose in getting the HELOC? What made you go, I'm interested in this?
No,
she sold you on this?
She got suckered into this education company. It had nothing to do with the HELOC. She wasn't looking for a HELOC. They were looking for her. Right?
Yes. I was looking at, I'd seen the ads about how you can pay your house off really fast, and I just was curious and I haven't done it yet.
Let's try again, okay? Just to make really sure you understand, because I'm not 100% I got through. So the way the house is paid off is when you pay down the principal. Running your bills in and out of the house, your income into the house, your bills back out of the house, does not pay down the principal. If out of your $10,000 you wanted to reduce principal $3,000, you could just take $3,000 out of your checking account, Put it on principal. If you put nothing on principal, principal's not going down. You put $3,000 on principal, that's the only way the house is paid off. It does not get paid off because you ran your bills in and out of it. That does nothing to pay off your house. The only thing that pays off your house is you pay on the principal. That's the only way. That's the only way their system works. But they've got this little chart crap that they show you that you're going to use so much of your income to actually reduce principal. Well, duh. Of course, you could do that anyway. And you don't need them. So, no, run from this. Please, please run from this. How much mortgage are you talking about taking out?
Well, we just recently bought our house, so we owe around $290.
Oh, okay. Just leave that alone then. Just leave these people alone. Have I convinced you? Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. What?
Sure. Run from
crisis
the education.
Crisis averted. Right. Education yeah. company. That's yeah. my favorite part of their marketing scheme.
Yeah. I met with this education company. Yeah. Yeah, they were educating you. So, yeah. Hey, okay. So I thought that thing, man, I haven't seen that scam in probably a decade. A lot of this crap's coming back around, though.
It's like fashion trends.
Tic-Tac is bringing a lot of it back.
That's true. Well, the yeah, whole life like, people
there's
come
there's a whole
out.
Other generation that hasn't been screwed yet. So we got to bring back all the old scams and, you know, get to the young people.
Well, that's back in your day, that you had to seek out stupid. Now it just shows up in your face 60 seconds at a time from some slick guy.
Your algorithm will help you get there for sure. But yeah. And the other one was the, what's the thing called? The Whole Life Savings Program. A 707 or a 770, whatever.
Oh.
Remember that one?
No.
It's the same kind of crap, but it's a whole life agent.
Okay.
Whole life product.
I know Infinite Banking. That's the one.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one, but it's got a number to it that they use. But it's it's also just a complete.
Where the,
I mean,
it's
not,
a life
by
hack.
Scam, I don't mean criminally illegal. I just mean it's so stupid it should be criminal. That's what I mean by scam. It's just
the whole
like
you can, Dave, debt is tax-free and you can borrow from yourself.
Exactly.
That whole idea.
Yeah, yeah. Because 100% of the time you borrow money, borrowed money's not taxable, people. It's not income. And if you borrow your own money, yeah, it's not taxable either, and you're stupid. Because you just paid interest to borrow your own money.
You're pulling a fast one on you.
That's you. You got him, buddy. You got the guy. Oh, wait a minute. The guy's me. Oh, crap.
If you just think about this stuff long enough, you should back yourself off the ledge. The problem is it's all impulsive. It's, and a guy told you from
well,
an education
and they, man,
and a TikTok.
Let me just tell you, the other thing. The thing about the Infinite Banking and these guys here, too, is you will get screwed more often by an enthusiastic ignoramus than you will by an actual con artist. Because some of these morons actually believe this stuff. And they, because they believe it, they can make you believe it. But it's, enthusiastic ignoramuses. There's a lot more of those than actual con artists.
They're the same ones selling you a star in the galaxy, Dave, with your name on it. Those are the same guys. They've just switched businesses.
Is that back, too?
That's back,
they're
baby.
All back.
It's called an NFT now, Dave. Look into it. You own it, I promise. Unbelievable.
It's virtual ownership. I mean, just think about that. This is The Ramsey Show. Listen, everyone needs ID theft protection. It doesn't matter your age, how much money you have, or where you live. Once you're a victim, and it's likely to happen to all of us at some point, your personal and financial reputation gets ripped to shreds, and it's a nightmare to clean up. Having the right protection and not wasting money are key, and that's what Xander's ID Theft Protection Plan is all about. They've bundled together the services you need at pricing that can't be beat. With monitoring that includes your home title, VPN encryption, unlimited recovery services, and even stolen funds protection, you're getting a great value and dealing with people you can trust. I could go on, but you can see for yourself. Go to Xander.com or call 800-356-4282 and get the protection you need. Whether you're ditching an overpriced plan or getting protected for the first time, Xander's team are the only people I trust and recommend. George Camel, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. The question of the day is brought to you by Neighborly, your hub for home services. After fires or floods, their Rainbow Restoration Pros offer homeowners trusted full-service restoration expertise like mold remediation, carpet cleaning, odor removal, and more. Visit neighborly.com today, and you can find Rainbow Restoration Services in your area.
Today's question comes from Bethany in Indiana. I'm in baby step two and looking forward to when I can budget more for my fun money. I'm trying to stay motivated and making a list of things I can do when I finally pay off all my debt. What are some of the things you spend fun money on? Now, that's a fun question.
A lot of fun in this question.
So the things that we say not to do when you're in debt, that would be first on my list. Things like eating out, going on vacation, upgrading a car for fun instead of because you have to. So that would be at the top, is those just things that make life a little bit sweeter, like eating out.
So after you're out of debt, you could put back on a restaurant budget, put back in a budget for vacations, put back in an upgrade for, Whitney and Sharon would say furnishings.
Oh, that's a nice word
for it. We would have to upgrade the old furnishings because that old couch sucks.
The home decor.
Yeah, that was sticking me in the back with that broken spring. Yeah.
Yep. And then there's things, you know, your hobbies. Things that you just enjoy doing that cost money. Maybe for Dave, it would be golf these days.
So during baby step two, we are not devoid of fun. We're devoid of paying for fun.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
There's
ding,
a big
ding,
difference.
Ding, ding. See, fun is like happiness.
Like hiking is a hobby that can cost you nothing. So that's a great one.
There you go. Frisbee in the park. There
but
you
a
go.
Lot of people's hobbies are wildly expensive and they justify it. So again, fun money is not just for post-baby step two, but we limit it while we're in baby step two so that we can allocate more towards getting out of debt.
You know, and what's weird is we often hear stories of people, it makes you reassess that you can't purchase fun. Fun is a decision, or happiness. You can't purchase it. Mm. It's a decision, you know, and so, you know, joy. These are things, so, I mean, for real, going for a walk, for real, going for a hike, for real, doing things, the kind of old school things, if you will. And think about, you know, what is entertaining? And it resets your mind because we are so programmed in our culture today, especially with smartphone, right? We're so programmed to think a certain way that this is where, you know, there should be an app that you just went fun and it just sent you a box, you know, a box
of
fun.
Wonderful.
Here's a box of fun.
I'm sure there's one for that.
I'm sure there is. But, you know, the point being that probably doesn't have anything to do with your smartphone. Matter of fact, I'm
That's
pretty
true.
Sure it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, good relationships and good hobbies go a long way more than, you know, just going out to the bars every weekend or whatever it is. And look at what caused you to go into debt and look at the root of it. The things that were actually pure, that weren't to impress others, or things that had the right motivations, and go, you know, I really do enjoy XYZ. I'm going to allocate more money towards that and put a line item in there. And then there's no regret, no remorse. Once you're
But I mean, it. Like the number of times you talk to, say, an old person that went through the Great Depression, not as many left around these days, but if you had the pleasure of having conversations with them, They talked about the Great Depression as both a time of great sacrifice, a great need, but they also found a part of themselves during that time that they wouldn't have found otherwise. And while you're working to get out of debt, you can kind of discover, you know, relationships, sunshine, these important things that are out there that do qualify for baby step two stuff. It's the stuff Sharon and I did. We did nothing. All I did was work. And then if we were going to do something, it was super, 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 like no money involved.
Wow.
You know, and we got out of debt. And we got everything cleaned up and got the IRS out of our life. God help me. All right. Mitchell is in Chattanooga. Hey, Mitchell, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So a budget question. This year in January, I recently started a new job that is sales. So it's base plus commission. So I have the same base pay every month. But so far in the last 3 months, the commission's been sporadic. So I'm trying to figure out how I would work that. I use the every dollar budget,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to figure out how I manage that and work that with each month being sporadic. I have the same amount in base, but the commission's different. I'm just trying to figure out how to manage that commission.
So what would be your worst month?
My worst month
base,
would be just base pay, $2,500 a month.
Okay. And what are your basic expenses when you look at your four walls, your food, utilities, housing, transportation? What does it cost to cover those?
Maybe $2,000 a month.
Okay.
Including the mortgage.
On your worst month, you got all the necessities taken care of.
Correct.
And so beyond that, start to make the next list of priorities until on the other end of the spectrum is just the fun luxuries of life. But if you went, hey, okay, we don't have money for that this month, we're not going to allocate that in the budget.
Okay.
And it's a prioritized spending plan for everything. So your 3 months that were sporadic, what were the three numbers above your base? What were the three commission amounts?
February was my first month of actual selling, so it was about $2,000. Last month was $5,000, and then this month I'm pulling in $9,000.
Nice trend.
It's been going up.
Yes.
So you're like at 11.5. You're at 11.5 with your base, right?
Correct.
You're not earning through the base. It's base plus.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So 11.5 for the month. Okay. You think that trend line continues?
I hope it does. But
what's the guys that do what you do? What's the most they make?
The average among everybody is between $7,000 and $8,000
a month.
Correct. Yes.
Of commission. Okay. So you're already above average after the third month.
Correct.
Okay. Is that sustainable, or did you just get lucky?
Well, it might have been luck this month. I had one big sale come through, because if that sale didn't go through, I'd be at 3.5.
Gotcha. Okay. So what I would do is I would budget your low average of these. So I'm thinking your low average is $4,000 or $5,000 of commission. I don't think you're going to dip below that again, do you?
No.
Okay. So let's take $5,000. That's $7,500 now, and let's run a regular budget on $7,500, because you're very unlikely to go below that. And then, I mean, if you do, you step back in, correct your every dollar as you're doing it. And then everything above that, do what George said and say, okay, if I make a dime more than $7,500, what is the number one goal I've got for money beyond beyond what I covered with the $7,500, right? And that's your number one. Okay, if I got that done, what's the next thing I would do? Number two. The next thing I would do, number three. So if you're working your debt snowball or something, your number one goal is going to be that next debt on the list, right?
Right.
If you're saving money for build up your emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses, baby step three, then your number one goal would be that. Throw money into the emergency fund until it's done. Then once you're doing that, then my number one goal is 15% of my income. Oh, now we're going to take 15% out once we get to baby step four. Oh, and then we're going to start kids college. Oh, and then the number one goal after that, I might be saving up for a better car, or I might be saving up for a vacation, or, by the way, Christmas this year's in December, we ought to get ready, and they don't move it, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So you start laying these things out, but what you're doing is you're prioritizing every dollar for the coming month beyond the $7,500 stated every dollar budget, and you just have a to-do list in order of how I want to spend it. So you always spend more money on paper than you're going to have coming in.
I love it. And I'm going to do one better. Hang on the line. Austin's going to pick up. I want to gift you 1 year of Every Dollar Premium. And there's a great tool called Paycheck Planning in there that will also help you with this along the way, where it'll tell you exactly when and if you would run out of money, and you can reallocate your spending, your bills for that purpose. But I love, people call in, Dave, and they go, well, I can't do a budget, Dave, because I have a regular income. So this is not for me. You need a budget more than anyone.
Absolutely, because you'll fall into the thing of trying to out-earn your stupidity. I did that straight commission for years, and I almost did it.
Almost succeeded.
But the stupid was big. It was bigger than the income. So there you go.
That's how it goes.
This is The Ramsey Show. George Camel, Ramsey personality, joins me here on The Ramsey Show as my co-host. You want to give away some money?
I would love that. Never using my money to give away stuff is my favorite thing. I think it's my spiritual gift at this point to give away your money, Dave. And
Everybody's got to have a calling.
And it can't happen for me because I work here. I think that's only fair. But for you all listening out there, we've got a chance for you to win some of Dave's money in the Ramsey Cash giveaway. All month long, you can enter to win up to $500 or the $3,000 grand prize. All you got to do is go to ramseysolutions.com/giveaway. And yes, real people actually win this stuff, which is really cool. Make sure to enter every single day to increase your chance to win. There's no purchase necessary, but sorry, kids, you do have to be 18 or older to win. And today just keeps getting better because the $10 sale is back, and y'all know I love a good deal. And this is about as good of a deal as you're going to get on all of the products that you need to start building wealth, a career you love, improve
almost,
your mental
almost
health.
All of our best-selling books are $10.
That's impressive.
That's like,
and we got some new ones on there this year.
Yeah, like
Dr. John Deloney's is on there. Own Your Past, Change Your Future.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Steps Millionaires is on there. Mm-hmm. That's Dave's latest book that lays out stories of real people, including teachers who became millionaires using the baby steps. And I did some math, Dave, because I was curious what $3,000 can get you in today's world.
So the grand prize is $3,000, no purchase necessary. And what can $3,000 get you?
Well, it can get you 85 days of doggy daycare if you're me, which is pretty impressive.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Is that a lot to you or a little? I don't know.
What is doggy daycare?
It's where you send your dog to be taken care of while you're at work.
Oh, it can't just wait on you to get home?
Well, you want to give it a good life, Dave. You know, you send your kids to daycare. Why not the dog?
Oh, Lord. What is this world coming to?
You tell me.
Okay.
It can get you less than a tenth of a Bitcoin, if you're interested in that.
Neither one of these sound like a good
idea. Okay, we're 0 for 2 for Dave.
Okay, yeah.
It could get you, get this, 300 copies of the Total Money Makeover.
Now I'm in. Okay.
Imagine that.
All right.
If you win this giveaway and you turn around and buy 300 copies of the Total Money Makeover.
I'd change 300 people's lives with a coaster for their
that's pretty cool.
coffee table.
Here's what else could get you. Maybe, and I mean maybe, 2 Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah,
depending
one and a half.
On the day.
I don't know who the half going is, but you get one and a half for that. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. And lastly, this is my favorite. It can actually buy you a beater car in 2023. And James, our producer, did the research because I know the haters are coming after us already. Here's what this can get you in the Nashville area. A 2002 Honda with 117,000 miles on it. For well, $3,000.
That's a Jesus car.
Is it?
Yeah, he said they're all in one accord. There you go.
He'll be here all week.
$3,000. Ba-da-boom.
Right? You missed your calling in stand-up, Dave.
I did.
But instead, he's giving away money.
I'm sitting down. There you go.
I love it. Don't miss it. RamseySolutions.com/giveaway. I told you so.
$3,000.
It's impressive.
And all you got to do is just come register.
That's it. Come hang out with us.
RamseySolutions.com. LaRonda is with us in Roanoke, Virginia. Hi, LaRonda. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Thank you very much.
How can we help?
Yes, I'm currently working two jobs to try to make ends meet. However, I'm 59 years old, and my credit report shows that I owe $258,000 in student loans. Is there any way I can make that go away?
Good Lord. You're 58?
I'm 59.
59.
And the
what did you study and when?
Well, actually, I have 3 degrees, and with parents and students going to college, they make the parents do the Parent Plus loans and pay for them.
Make?
Too.
Hold on. You said they make them?
My son wasn't able to get the tuition for his classes, and I had to do Parent Plus loans the whole 4 years for him.
Yeah. Or not go to that school. Yeah. Okay. So you did. Yeah. So what is your household income?
My regular job is like $60,000 a year. I have a mortgage.
And you got 3 degrees in what?
The first degree was in multidisciplinary studies, criminal justice and religion. The second was a master's in accounting and then a master of divinity in theology and homiletics.
So why does a master's in accounting only make $60,000?
There's a long story about that. I don't think that a master's in accounting in this area would get you $60,000. It just so happens the job that I work at now pays a little bit more.
And you're in accounting full-time?
No, I'm in logistics. I'm a logistics specialist at Volvo Trucks.
I'm extra confused. So we got the divinity stuff. You're not doing anything with that. We got accounting. You're not doing anything with that. We've moved to logistics.
Well, you're using accounting and logistics. But okay. And the multidisciplinary criminal justice is not in use. Okay, so, well, the answer to your question, because these are disturbing numbers at 59 years old, the answer to your question is we have to make more money. And you have not monetized your knowledge base very well. Most people with a master's in accounting make $100, $100 and a quarter a year starting just to get going. You should be able to pass your CPA with a master's in accounting, and you should move into that field and get up into the six figures. That's going to be mandatory. I'm a little lost as to why your career is so underproducing with all of your knowledge base. But whatever the reason for that, you need to do a little soul searching, and we need to move your income way up, like dramatically. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to be at 120 heading towards 220.
And that would be wonderful.
And by the way, supply chain generally pays more than 60K. Mm-hmm. And Roanoke, Virginia is not a backward town. I mean, that's a substantial city. I don't think it's anything to do with the areas of study or the area you live in as much as it does your attitude towards it.
Well, when I tried to apply in the accounting field, our handicap is that through the college that I went to, Liberty University, they teach you how to do everything the hard way. But when you go in for a job interview, they want you to know how to do it through the computer. Where previously we had to do it with two calculators and work it out the hard way. They want you to already have experience in SAP, which is just plugging in the figures and letting the software do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, but that's not rocket science.
I know, and they think it is.
For God's sakes, I can do it.
So, right.
And I can't even operate my phone hardly. So, yeah, I mean, SAP is a standard. You don't do accounting by calculators and haven't in decades. So,
the other piece of this is the student loans, there's no way to just make them go away. I mean, you can't even bankrupt these things. And if you want to see stories of that, go watch Borrowed Future. And so there's going to be a conversation with the kids. I don't know if they're willing to chip in for their loans, even though it's legally on you. I would still see and say, hey, mama wants to retire one day. And if they make good money in their careers, can they pay some of this down?
Yeah. You're going to, if you do not get above this instead of laying under it, in terms of this being your career, where the career problems are all happening to you, and instead you start happening to the career issues and get on top of this and get up, leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home, the math on this is really, really not going to go well. 60 to pay off 258 at 59, that's called a small shovel and a very large hole. We have to change your shovel to hole ratio mathematically to get you out, because these are not going away. They're not going away. So the way you get rid of them is you increase your income dramatically and you keep your lifestyle down at nothing, which it probably already is. And then you just start throwing the difference at this very, very, very aggressively. So let's just pretend that over a year or two of working on this that you got to, let's just be real generous, 160. Well, that's 100 above what you're making now. And then you start throwing 100 at 258, you're done in 3 or 4 years, because by then it will have grown some. So it's not going to be a straight line issue. So that's what you're dealing with. Supply chain is not a bad field. Accounting is not a bad field. Both are hiring now, and both are computer driven. And you're going to learn to operate a computer if you don't know how, if you're going to win at this. So figure out what you've got to do to get to where you're happening to your career with this knowledge base, because you've paid a lot of money for all this knowledge and you're not getting anything for it. And you need to monetize the knowledge base. That's what it amounts to. So hang on. We'll send you a copy of Ken Coleman's book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I'm also going to sign you up free for his assessment, his career assessment. I want you to take that and let's get above this thing. George Campbell, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. You can see his new YouTube channel anytime you want. Just check out the George Campbell YouTube show. It's pretty stinking incredible. Hey, if you're liking this show, and a bunch of you are new, thank you for that. Just let y'all know the inside story. We don't have a $300 million a year marketing budget. We don't have a football stadium named after us like, oh, I don't know, SoFi or something like that. Excuse me, allergies are bad.
Bless
this time
you, because you're tied.
So the only way this show grows and we help people, more people, is you tell people about it. So we appreciate that. Share it. Tell people you listen. Tell people where your talk radio show is or talk radio station you listen to. Or you can share it digitally if you're a podcaster or a podcast listener or a YouTube follower or something like that. You can just hit the share button, hit the subscribe button, the follow button, And that way it'll automatically show up on your devices and we'll be there for you all the time. And also, by the way, leave a 5-star review where you can. 1 stars are not helpful. Mama said if you hadn't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But all the 5 stars we can get and all the shares and the follows and the subscribes, all of those things push the show to the front of all the internet algorithms and cause it to show up on new people's searches faster and easier, and we get more and more people we can help. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. Daniel's in Atlanta. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What's up?
So basically, I have the ability to totally pay off my home right now, but I am getting married in July, and my fiance, she's in medical school, and by the time her student loans are due, she's going to have around $300,000 in student loans to pay off. And I was just trying to get some advice on how I could potentially, or what I should do with my house right now, because I have that 3-year buffer until any payments are due to help my fiance.
So she's got 3 years of school left?
Yeah. So
and she's how's she paying for that?
I'll be helping her. She's just taking straight loans.
I'm saying after you're married, what is your income?
Okay. So right now I have a fairly volatile income, but my salary is 110. And
how much do you have in savings?
I have $275,000 in savings right now.
Okay. What's it take for her to finish school after July?
How much?
Yes.
The grand total for her to finish up is going to be $300,000.
The total of our whole schooling, but she's already started, hasn't she?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. How much does it take from this point forward to finish?
That's going to be the entire total. So I'm not exactly sure what she's taken out so far.
Well, that'd be good information to get since you're marrying her. Yeah.
What's left on your mortgage?
So I have, I know that it's going to be $300,000 whenever it's all said and done.
But it's not all said and done yet. Okay, so she's already been in school, what, a year?
She's been in school, she's finishing her second year.
Okay, and she's got 3 more to go.
Yeah, she's okay. Yeah.
If we call 300 into 5, that'd be $60,000 a year, if we're guessing, right?
No, so it's going to be 300 total.
I got that.
Whenever she's okay.
But my point is, here's what I'm trying to lead towards, and you don't have the numbers, and you're trying to box me into some kind of corner, or you just truly don't know. So the deal is this. What I want you guys to do is I want you to pay cash from this point forward with your money from July forward, after you're married. I don't want her to take out any more loans. I want to use your $275 for her to finish school. No more loans. And my guess is she probably has between $50 and $100 right now. That's my guess, okay? And so she probably needs another $200 or so to get through school. But let's budget and set aside of your cash what it takes for her to finish med school. That's most important. Because the first step to getting out of debt is not going further in.
Right.
Okay. Do no more harm. Similar to her Hippocratic oath she'll take later, right? Do no more harm.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to cash flow. Now, whatever cash you have above what it takes for her to finish from today forward, then we're going to start talking about paying off her student loans. Then once those are gone, we're going to work towards paying off your house. That's working the baby steps. First, borrow no more. Second, begin to address the existing debts that are there. Third, we have an emergency fund. Fourth, we build and we start to pay off the house in baby step six. That's what you've got to. But you, what you've got to ascertain to do that is you've got to find out what it takes in cash from July forward for her to finish school. And that is a number less than 300 because 300 is all in. Correct?
Right. Okay.
We got there. So, yeah, the goal is not to take any new loans when July hits and you guys are married. So cash flow the wedding, cash flow the honeymoon. Let's come back. Let's look at the pile of money we have, our incomes, our debt load, and begin to pay it all off.
Yeah. And then when she graduates and is an MD, hopefully her income will be north of 200 pretty quick, and your income. And so you're going to have a $300,000, $400,000 household income, and you'll finish paying off the house very quickly at that point with what's going on. So you've done a great job saving money. You're signing up for a debt ride. That's part of what goes with July. You've got a big old debt ride, but we're not going to just keep piling on the debt while we reduce the debt over on the other side on the house. That doesn't make sense at all. In a sense, that's like borrowing student loans to pay off your house. Mathematically, it's about the same thing. It's just a balance sheet.
Pay off 300, take out 300.
Yeah, it's, you know, exactly. We're going to pay off 300 on the house, but we're going to take out 300 over here on student loans. So that's the same as borrowing on student loans to pay off your house, which we wouldn't tell you to do that. And nobody would do that on purpose either. It's just a, but that's the net result of all this trying to hide the pee under a shell thing.
When people talk about Dave, we took a call earlier and someone said, is it fair? Because it's not her fault. I went into this debt and we just walked him through this and went, hey, you saved up hundreds of thousands of dollars and all of a sudden you get married and you go, oh, but I worked so hard for that. I got to pay off her medical debt. How do you overcome that?
You are marrying a doctor.
So there's an upside there. If you want to play tit for tat, quid pro quo here.
You should be able to get a great income out of this, yeah, as you go along.
But there's an attitude and mindset that goes along with getting married that's hard for people to stomach in this very independence-driven world. Where we go, I worked hard for this, Dave. I shouldn't have to pay off their loans. There is that mentality.
Yeah, but he wasn't saying that. He was just trying to figure out the best strategy.
I was impressed by him because he was so quick to go, all right, I'm going to pay off her debt. I'm going to cash flow her med school, which
Or do I pay off my house, which is wise. That's what he was asking. So yeah. it wasn't a tight hold on it. But that's how we'd handle it, Daniel. The other thing that I want everybody to be careful of, and we've seen it in the last hour, be careful of your language. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. So I was forced to. I'm trapped. I can't do this. In our area, you can't do this. And all of these absolutism-type statements and verbiages indicate a victim mentality, indicate you're stuck, and you're not stuck. And when Daniel kept saying, all in, all in, all in, it's like it presupposes that debt is the only way to do this. And it's not presupposed, because you called the place where we don't do it. We presuppose quite the opposite. And so don't presuppose. All in, we're not doing all in. We're not going that. That's not the plan we're on anymore. It just changed. She's marrying you, and you got money. There you go. This is The Ramsey Show. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.